From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt tonight, President Hosni Mubarak announced that he is dissolving the government, but he will remain as president. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
There is a fine line separating freedom from chaos. And while I take the side of citizens' freedom to express their views, I also similarly adhere to defending Egypt's stability and security.
Tens of thousands of protesters have been calling for Mubarak to step down in massive street demonstrations. Today, people filled the streets not only in Cairo, but in other cities across Egypt as well, and there were widespread clashes with police. There are reports of deaths and hundreds of injuries. In the evening, the Egyptian army was deployed. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo. And Soraya, tell us more about the message from President Mubarak tonight. This is the first time he's spoken since these demonstrations began.
His speech is not likely to make the Egyptians who have been out on the streets very happy. I mean, they certainly have been calling for his resignation, but what he offered up tonight was a passionate defense of his actions, saying he would continue on the path of political, social, and economic reforms that he has been doing all along. But then he announced that he would be dissolving his government tonight and forming a new one tomorrow. Considering that the slogans all day today and frankly all week have been about Mr. Mubarak leaving, it seems unlikely that will appease protesters. And certainly protests are continuing outside. It's unclear how many of the people who are still out there actually know what's going on, since we have no internet or any other kind of communication, phone communication or anything other than landlines. But it just seems like a step that is unlikely to make them happy.
And Soraya, you've been reporting for us throughout the day about the protests. A curfew was ordered, but no one obeyed it. What else has been going on that you've seen today?
Well, it started out peacefully enough with people, after Friday prayers, moving through the streets and trying to get to Tahrir Square, which is the one of the main squares here. It's become sort of the symbolic flashpoint, if you will, for both sides. And what ended up happening is that the police became quite violent in terms of wanting to prevent people from getting into the square. And so they were firing lots of tear gas, rubber bullets. There were reports of live fire, and in fact, I saw a number of injured, very badly injured people bleeding very profusely and being carried off. And this sort of battle, the surge back and forth between the protesters and the police, continued well into the evening past the curfew, which began at 6 p.m. or was declared at 6 p.m. And then the army moved in, and things changed. I mean, even here in Tahrir Square, there's still protesters out there, but everybody is quite peaceful and calm, and the army is there in the square. They had been deployed to protect some of the major sites here, one of them being the National Museum. So they are out, and they are being welcomed by the people. So at this point, we are still hearing about some clashes between security forces, the police, basically forces that answer to the Interior Ministry and the people, but it's much, much less than before, so it's unclear where all the police went.
Explain that for us, Soraya. You said that the army, this presence of the army, has been welcomed by the people. Why would that be?
There's a feeling that the army, I mean, there's a history, certainly, of the army stepping in and having coups, basically, or helping coups, and they're seen as a positive force. They certainly have not stood with the president, or for that matter, against the president, but they're sort of seen as an independent force. They have been, people were waving, clapping, blowing kisses, and the army was certainly not engaging the people in any kind of violent way. I mean, they were sort of waving back and driving along. So it's sort of this, I mean, they're here, the army seems to be here to sort of just make sure that law and order is maintained around certain key sites. But it's, again, I mean, whether in fact the perception that people have that the army is their ally, remains to be seen.
And throughout the day, Soraya, we've been seeing images of the ruling party headquarters on fire, military vehicles set on fire.
Yes, that certainly there has been that sort of violence. Some of it was instigated, it should be pointed out, by the security forces. I saw them lighting tires, and the protesters were complaining to me, saying, look what they're doing, so they can say that we're being violent. And in fact, President Mubarak did speak repeatedly about riots versus protests, and he was urging people not to follow the example of people who are being destructive. You know, so he's sort of been using that as an explanation for why he will not give up the security of Egypt, because he feels that what these people are doing is illegal.
It's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who's reporting for us from Cairo. Soraya, thank you so much.
You're welcome.